If you have your Bibles with you, can you turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 21? 1 Samuel chapter 21. We're also going to be looking at Psalms chapter 34, Psalms 34 this morning. Oh, it's been a really good time. I'm not sure, have you all been looking or paying attention on Facebook, but Pastor Sean and the team have been doing amazing things in Ethiopia, and I just want to say you all are a part of that. I know we're not there, and a lot of you are not sponsoring some of the kids in our ministry over there in Ethiopia, but all of you are a part of making that happen. So if you could be praying for our Ethiopian team, they're actually coming back right now as we speak, so they should be getting here early tomorrow morning. So just be praying for them as they travel back, and Pastor Sean will be back in a few weeks. There was a lady in the back I was meeting for the first time. Well, and she was here the last couple of weeks, and she says, "Is Pastor Sean preaching yet?" I said, "No, you have me, but you can't leave." So so she's still here. I see her face. So I'm glad. Once you come, you got to stay, right? But he'll be back in a few weeks, and just really excited for him to get back and share all the things that God has been doing with him and his family in Ethiopia. And like I said, the Ethiopian team gets back tomorrow morning. But today we're going to be talking about faith. And this was a different sermon for me because my personality is I'm a motivator. I try to just speak a lot of passion in my messages and stuff like that. And this sermon is a little bit different because it's not as motivate-y, you know. It's not a sermon that will get people jumping up and down, but I pray it's a sermon that's going to give you hope. We're going to be looking at the life of David today. In a series, we've been talking about faith and having this be a summer of faith. And last week, we talked about taking steps of faith and just the idea that we are to take steps of faith, and steps of faith are steps with God. And a lot of you responded well to that message. I got several emails, text messages, and encouragement saying how well they responded to the word last week and how they're going to, them and their families or as individuals, take steps of faith in their walk with God. We looked at last week how David is an example of Jesus for us, and how he conquered this giant and Goliath, and how the Israelites were gripped with fear so much to the point where they could not take steps of faith. But because of what David did to the giant, they were able to conquer the enemy. And we kind of parallel that with the work of Christ and what he's done for us, and how he's slain the dragon. And now that we can take steps of faith in life, and we can be the people that God called us to be, we can do the things that God's called us to do. But today I want to talk to you about when faith takes you to hard times. Because oftentimes, pastors, we talk about faith, and we encourage our members and our congregants to take steps of faith and to leap and to do these awesome things for God. But I want to talk to you this morning that faith not only takes you to awesome victories, but faith takes you to dark nights. Faith is a journey that we take, and it's not always great, and it's not always filled with happiness, and it's not always filled with victories. And we're going to look at the life of David and how faith, it took him to conquering this giant and him doing awesome things for God, and so much to the point he was the leader of God's people army, and we see him just conquering so many people's lives. And today, as our reading starts tomorrow, we're going to see how faith can also take you to dark nights. So if you will, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word. And Father, I just pray that you may speak to us. Lord, we need to hear from you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you may give us this revelation, illumination, Lord God, and that we may apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to read to you where we're at. I want to read 1 Samuel chapter 21. I'm going to start at verse 10 and go on to verse 15. And I encourage you to read the entire story tomorrow morning as we start. It says this: That day, David fled from Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. But the servant of Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain thousands, and David his tens of thousands." David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of the king of Gath. So he pretended to be insane in their presence, and while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. And the king said to his servants, "Look at the man. He's insane. Why bring him to me? I am so short of madmen and that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?" David is in a dark moment of his life. In fact, this is one of the lowest moments of David's life. Last week, we talked about one of the highest moments of David's life and a story that we hear about often and about David conquering this giant in Goliath. And it's really interesting that he was have his name and people were singing praises to his name, right? We first are introduced to David as this hero. He's a child hero. And you know, I was doing studies on little teenagers that go into fame, right? And normally when you hear like a normal teenager going into fame, you look at the end of their career, they kind of went wayward. They kind of, you know, just went just far away and they just begin to fall away from them being famous and they start making bad decisions. But this is not David. David is taking steps of faith. He's following God, but now he finds himself at one of the darkest moments of his life. And I want to talk to you this morning because I just believe that there's some people here today that you will say, "Pastor Travis, I've been taking steps of faith, but I'm in dark places." And this sermon is for people who, if you've been through hard times in your life, in your journey of faith, with your walk with God, you've been through hard times, you've been depressed at times, you've been anxious at times, you've been sad because you've lost loved ones and people that's close to you at times, or you felt betrayed by people who are the closest to you, right? You some of you may have dealt with homelessness. Some of you may have dealt with anger. And some of you may even have dealt with fear in your life. And I want to tell you that's the journey that sometimes faith takes you. And this is not a sermon, a message that's going to get people shouting, but this is a message to warn you, to let you know that dark times will come. In fact, one preacher says it like this: we're either in a storm of life, we're either coming out of a storm, or we're either going into the storm. Now, our lives are not marked by storms and not defined by storms, but let me tell you that God does put storms in our lives, and we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death in times in life. And sometimes faith will take you there. And there may be some of you here today, you may be in here, and you may be one at the lowest point of your life, or you may have been there, and we're going to get an example of how to live when we are at our lowest moments. David is going to show us this real quick and how we can live when we're at the lowest moments of our lives. And I love just the idea of David that he went through all these things, but yet he still had a praise in his heart. And we're going to talk about that this morning. But it's very interesting because when you look at David's life, he's at this point of his life where he's fleeing. He's on a run. He's a fugitive right now. And no one's around him. And he's all alone. And he was surrounded. Last week we read about him. He was surrounded by the thousands of people, of soldiers and the children of Israel singing praises to his name. And now we find David all alone, depressed, homeless. He's felt betrayed by his closest loved ones. This is where we find David. It's dark and it's lonely. And sometimes in life we go through dark and lonely moments. We may be surrounded by a lot of people, but we are lonely, we're depressed, we're anxious, we're angry, we feel betrayed. And this is where we find David. He's in this moment, and here's a situation with David. And David is, I can only imagine the conversation that David's having in his head. Hey, God, I was taking a step of faith. I listened to the preacher, and the preacher said, take a step of faith, and I took it. I conquered the giant, and I did what you want me to do, and look where I'm at now. It's a prayer that we often hear. I'm sure God hears it all the time. God, I've been doing this. God, I've been faithful. God, I've been going to church. I've been serving. I've been faithful with my tithes and offering, but I'm still financially dealing with some hard times. God, I've been faithful in loving people well, but people are still betraying me and treating me wrong. God, how do I end up in this moment? And I want to encourage some of you today that seriously, that the battle that we face in life and all these different battles that we face in life, God didn't put them there to beat you, but he put them there so that he can make you better. He make you to the person that God wants you to be. So let's look at this passage. So David is here. He's in this place called Gath. It's a Philistine city, and it's a place where he was fleeing to. Saul was chasing after David, and he's running. And I'm not sure if you've seen some movies of a fugitive or someone running from the law, but David he's scared for his life. But while he's running for his life, while he's lonely, while he's depressed, it's so interesting that I can only imagine him asking God, but God, didn't you anoint me as king? God, didn't you speak this blessing over my life? God, didn't you do this for me? God, didn't you promise me this? God, I was just in the palace a few years back, but now I find myself running away from the palace and the palace seeking my life. Like, how do you walk in dark times of faith when God has already promised you certain blessings in your life? Like, how do you deal with it? In fact, you know, David, from the moment he was anointed king over Israel, it took him over 20 years to get there. Like, how do you stay faithful to God when you go through hard times in life? How do you stay faithful to God when faith takes you to the valley of the shadow of death? It's because it's going to take you there. And I can tell you moments of faith in my life that's led to tough times. I just remember when I was living in Lakeland, Florida. I just graduated from college. I had a great job working for a great ministry. And I just knew that God was calling me somewhere else. And so we took the leap of faith. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy an apartment in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to work for this ministry. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a huge step of faith for me. And it was awesome. I was excited. People were congratulating me, and it was a great opportunity. But when I got there at the church in Orlando, church right before I got there went through a church split and went through some transitions. And I was only able to make $200 every month. And I put down a down payment on this apartment, and you know, I had other bills to pay, and Brittany and I were just getting married. So our first year of marriage, and We were young, and Brittany had a job that was promised to her. When we moved to Orlando, we get married, we come from the honeymoon, we get to the place, and she's ready to work. Then a job no longer wants her. And we find out that we're only making $200 a month, and our bills are way over that. I had to get a job at Home Depot. I had to work really hard. And it was interesting because it was one of the lowest points in my life. In fact, looking back, in hindsight, I probably was depressed. I remember making that drive just to Home Depot, just being completely depressed because I was completely far away from the dream that God had given me. Like, and I remember praying prayers to God, say, God, how did I end up in this moment? God, how did I end up in this place? I made wise decisions. I sought counsel. I asked for advice before I made the decision. God, I prayed about it. God, I felt like you spoke to me, but now I'm in this dark, dark moment. But that's the journey of faith. Faith takes you through the storms. And we see David's life. In fact, oftentimes when I get to travel and speak at summer camps, and last year I spoke at a camp on Jersey Shore, and you know, there was hundreds of students there, and a couple of young men came to me and was like, hey, we wanna do what you do. We wanna speak. We'll become speakers and preachers and pastors. We wanna do that. And we just wanna take steps of faith. And it was like they were just motivated. These high school students came to me motivated. So that was in the beginning of the week. I was there for an entire weekend. And I told him, I said, how about you go kind of look at the life of David? how he went through highs and lows, and none of those kids came back, right? Because it was the journey of faith is marked with battles. It's marked with dark times. It's marked with times when you felt betrayed, when you love people really well, and you treat people well, and they just turn your back on you. And David is all alone. He has no one. So he flees to the city. He flees to this place, Gath. And he thinking that he can hide out there and he can just kind of lay low there until maybe Saul's army may stop pursuing him. Maybe Saul may have a change of heart. So he just hoping, like, let me go to the city of Gath and they don't know me, I don't know them, and maybe I can just kind of hide out for a while. Well, everyone knows David. He's a guy that the Israelites sung this song about. And he has to play crazy. He has to play crazy to the point where I can only imagine while he was playing crazy, just the thoughts that he was having in his heart. I can only imagine the thoughts here, like, I'm here playing crazy now, and God's anointing me to be king. I'm here having to have saliva come down my beard and act like I'm a madman because of this journey of faith that I'm on. And I just want to, and this message is not to bring just a bad feeling into your life, but this message is here to say, you know what, hey, even in the midst of the dark times of your life, God is with you. He's with you. And let me tell you this, like, if it was not for Gath and places like Ziklag that we see later on in chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, if it wasn't for moments like this, David would not have been the king that he was. You see, the journey of faith, it may take you through dark times, but let me tell you, it doesn't stay there. And I just want to encourage you all with this. And it may be for some of you, it may not be for all, but I want to encourage you with this. The weeping may last through the night. Joy, it comes in the morning. And it was a long nights for David. Long nights, all alone, crying, angry, afraid for his life. And you know, sometimes, especially in Pentecostal circles, in charismatic circles, we kind of dismiss the sensation of fear. We always say, oh, perfect love casts it all out fear, and we need not to have fear. But let me tell you, fear exists, right? Perfect love can't cast out fear unless fear is already there, right? Well, it's okay to be afraid. We go through hard times. We go through moments where we're anxious. We go through moments where we're depressed, and we feel betrayed, and we're angry. And we're alone. We feel lonely. And some of you have been praying for a long time, God, you promised me this. And look where I'm at now. And God will say, just keep holding on. I'm with you. Right? Amen? And so we get this this idea of God being with us in a hard time in the life of David. But it's very rarely do we get into the emotions of the historical figures of the Bible. It's very rare. But this is an awesome opportunity that we have because it was interesting because during this moment, during David's time in Gath, he writes Psalms 34. And that's awesome because Psalms is an emotional book. It's a book where we get to get an insight of David's feelings and we get an insight of his emotions and what he was thinking in the moment because sometimes I want to know, hey, what was he thinking in that moment? How could he have done it? Like, how could he have been anointed king? Like, the oil came over his head. He was anointed king, and he knew it. His family knew it, and people around him knew it, but he wasn't living in the reality of being a king. I wonder what he was thinking, so we get a sneak peek of this. And I want to read it together, Psalms chapter 34. Can we read it together? We're going to read from the screen. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We're going to stop right there. It's amazing. This is what he was thinking while he was at the lowest moment of his life. This is what he was going on in his heart. And if it was me, it wouldn't have been like I would bless the Lord at all times. It would have been like, God, why am I here? God, when am I going to be king? My song would not have been, I will bless the Lord at all times. But my song would have been, God, when am I going to get there? When this storm is going to be over? And so we're going to analyze the emotions of David just really quick, and we're going to head into communion to finish off. But let me start off with the first part. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And you look at the tone of this passage. Can you go back to that scripture for me, Brittany, please? You look at the tone of this passage. This passage is not like a, it's not like he's saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. He's convincing himself that he will bless the Lord at all times. That no matter what I'm going through in life, no matter how dark the night gets, no matter how crazy the storm gets, I will continually bless the Lord. And let me tell you, people, friends, and family, that, hey, when faith takes you on a journey, and those journeys sometimes have dark nights, David says, and the Word says, that we are to bless the Lord even in the midst of dark nights. Like, it's really easy to praise God when things are going good. It's easy to praise God when everything is great. But it's really hard to come up in this room this morning and to sing praises to his name with excitement, with gladness, with thankfulness when life is going crazy back home. And David's saying, hey, it don't matter what's going on here. It don't matter what's my life look like right now. It don't matter how far I look from my dreams. It don't matter how far it seems like this journey of faith is taking me from my dreams. I will bless the Lord. He's commanding himself. He's saying to himself, he's trying to convince himself in the midst of his depression, in the midst of his loneliness, in the midst of his anxiety, I will bless God. And we got to convince ourselves when nights get dark that we will bless God. And then he says, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I love it because he's not saying, hey, and complaining shall continually be in my mouth, right? Or bickering or all these other things that we can do shall continually be in my mouth. He's saying, God, I'm not going to worry about my situation. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to complain about how far I'm away from my dreams. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to talk about how people have betrayed me and how Saul has betrayed me, how I loved him well. I served him well, and he wants my life. He wants to kill me, although I love him. But despite all that, I'm not going to talk bad about him, but what I'm going to do is that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So when I have nothing good to say, I will praise his name. I just wonder what comes out of our mouths when we hit the dark times. I think about, for me, when I was in those dark moments, I complained so much. God, how did you bless him? God, that person, one of my other friends, and bless him, and bless all these other, everybody else but me, God. I prayed, God, I've read the Bible, God, I studied well, God, I tried to live well, God, and I'm not perfect. I made mistakes, and may not have been truthful at all times. I may not have integrity at all times, but God, I tried my best, Lord. And it seems like everybody else is being blessed but me. But David says, his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I just want you to check your heart this morning. What's been coming out? What comes out when times get tough? What comes out when that spouse is not treating you right? When kids are not acting right? When life seems to be tough? What comes out? Is it the blessing of the Lord and praising to his name? Verse 2, it says this. It says, and my soul shall make boast in the Lord. And I love it because he's saying that, hey, my soul is going to brag on God's goodness. Even in the midst of these dark nights, God, my soul is just going to make boast in you. I'm going to brag on who you are. And sometimes we forget about the awesomeness of God in the midst of the storm. But let me encourage you that our soul needs to make boast in the Lord. And he continues to say, and the humble shall hear it and be glad. I love it because not only it says the humble shall hear it, other versions says, and the afflicted shall hear this and be glad. Like, what was David thinking? The afflicted, the humble, the poor, the broken shall hear this, and they should be glad. What's there to be glad about? What's there to be glad about for David when he's in this dark moment of life, when the journey of faith, his steps of faith have led him to this dark moment of life? What is there to be glad about? But let me tell you, my friends, when we have God on our side, there's always something to be glad about. For I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast of the Lord. And the afflicted or the humble shall hear this and be glad. Then verse 3, he says this, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I love the New King James Version of this. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. This past week, Brittany had to run out for something, and I had both of the girls. And, Jalen was up watching a show on Disney Channel or something like that. She was doing something. And the baby was just hanging out with Jalen. And so, they were just kind of playing with each other. And so it was kind of like they were busy. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I could do some other stuff. So I went downstairs. And this past week was Shark Week, right? And it's like one of my favorite weeks of the year. And so I'm watching Shark Week. Like every time I get a moment, I'm watching Shark Week. I want to learn more about sharks. But anyway, watching Shark Week, I'm in it. I'm engaged in it. Talking about the great white sharks off the coast of Australia. I'm like, oh, this is awesome, right? And just all of a sudden, I hear this huge thump. Boom, boom. And my oldest, Jalen, started to scream. And she's crying. And right in my head, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm in trouble. I'm thinking she fell down. I'm thinking that she maybe tried some stunt. And she's crying. So I went down up the stairs, just thumping up really fast, and Jalen's screaming. And then whenever Jalen screams, the baby starts crying. It's out of no reason. So everyone's crying. I was about to cry. It was just such a loud, emotional moment. And so, I finally calmed Jalen down. I said, Jalen, baby, what's wrong? And I'm serious. I'm afraid. My heart's beating. My heart's dropped to the floor because I feel bad as a parent that I allowed him to do this because of the sharks and all that stuff. And I was just... I was like, why? Why did this happen? So anyways, I finally calmed Jalen down, and I said, baby, what's wrong? She said, well, Daddy, we got this carpet upstairs, like a hopscotch carpet, and she could not land on the 8 the way she wanted to land on the 8. I mean, it had me scared. Like, she made that moment so much bigger than it really was, right? And it was interesting because in life, sometimes, like, the storms that we're going through, I'm not trying to not be sensitive to the hard times of your life, but sometimes we make it bigger than what they really are. And David says, I'm not going to magnify my problems. What I'm going to do is magnify God. And it's interesting because in life, sometimes, like, we focus on the problem. We focus on our storm. And David's in Gath. He's in this low point of his life. He could have magnified a big deal. It's like, hey, Saul's going to kill my life. I got to play crazy because the Philistines know who I am, and they're going to tell Saul I'm here. And he could have made a big deal out of it. But he says, instead of making a big deal out of my storms in life, I'm going to make a big deal out of God. Because when you magnify God, it makes your problem seem really small. In life, we need to learn the discipline of what it means to magnify the Lord, to make him big in our lives and not make our problems big in our lives. And then he says this, and he says, and let us exalt his name together. He's making a claim. He's saying, hey, I want other people around me. He's alone in this moment, so I'm not sure where he was going with this, but he was saying, let us exalt his name together. He's calling for us all to magnify God. With us in the last verse, verse 4 that we're going to look at today, it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. And verse 5 says, they looked at him and were radiant. It's interesting because sometimes when we're in dark moments, we don't feel like God's answering our prayers at all. Like, if I was David, like, could you imagine David? Like, why are you writing in verse 4 that you sought the Lord and he answered your prayers? How in the world is God answering your prayers when you're at the lowest moment of your life? Like, God, like, what is David saying? I don't even get it. Like, how could he? I can't even comprehend it. God, he's answering my prayers. What prayers? Like, obviously, you've been praying prayers to be the king. Obviously, you've been praying prayers to be alive and not be chased by Saul for your life. But he says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. You know, I just want to comfort you in this moment, even in dark times, and it seems like God's not answering your prayer. He hears you. And he may not answer them the way that you want him to answer, but he answers. And like I said earlier, he may have put you into the battle. He may put you through hard times, and he may have allowed you to go through struggles in life. But those struggles weren't there to make you weaker, to beat you down, but they were there to build you up, to make you better. And for those of you who are struggling this morning, for those of you who are about to struggle, for those of you who are coming out of the struggle, the journey of faith is marked with struggles. The journey of faith is marked with hard times. And when we take steps of faith, yeah, it's great. And I tell my college students, yeah, I want to take a step of faith and go to college. It's going to be long nights of you writing papers and staying up and trying to get work done. I tell people to take a step of faith and get married if it's that time. It's going to be long nights in your marriage where everything doesn't seem all great. For parenthood, everything is great at first, but times get hard as a parent. And just in life in general, starting a business, doing careers, and we go through so much in life on the journey of faith. But I just want to encourage you, even in the midst of dark times, and although the journey of faith takes you to hard times, let's bless the Lord at all times. And let's allow praise to come out of our mouth. And let's magnify the Lord together. Let's make him big so that the situations seem really small. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your presence. Lord, I just pray for the one who's right now in the middle of a storm of their lives, Lord God, and I'm not sure what they're dealing with, and they got all type of questions of God, and they're here faithfully, Lord. They're just here because they know that you're the only one that can really deliver them, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you may encourage that person, Lord, as 1 Samuel chapter 30 says, Lord God, I pray that we may encourage ourselves in the Lord, that we may find the strength inside of us when we want to give up, when life seems to be too overwhelming, when it seems like people around us are not treating us right, when it appears that we're far away from the calling and the steps of a faith that God has originally called us to. Lord, we pray that you just may give us the strength to stand. Lord, give us the strength to praise. Give us the strength to worship, Lord. I want to invite all of you here today just to take a moment to have with God. As the ushers come forth, we're going to prepare for communion. I want to invite you to do so, and I want to invite Happy to come up and get ready for our selection today.